Bobcat boys. Bobcats are 8-2. They have not played an SCA conference game yet. And this one is not a conference game. Bobcats to take on the Marshfield Blue Jays, who come into tonight's game 2-10. But as I talked to Coach Matt Pitts, he said, don't let that record give you any false ideas. This is a Class 5 school. They're a good basketball team. They play a really good schedule, kind of like the Thayer Bobcats. Now, they have struggled a little bit. They're very young. In fact, they do not have a senior in their starting lineup. And let's take a look at their starting lineup. First up for the Blue Jays from Marshfield, Missouri. They'll start with a 6'4 junior, Carson Adams. Where's number 3? Number 4 is a sophomore, Riker Letterman. Number 11, Evan Couchy. Number 13, Leighton Caraway, a 6'4 junior. And number 20, a 6'1 junior, Hunter Fryman. For the Thayer Bobcats, it'll be the big man, Devin Harrington, tonight wearing number 3. Number 4, Brandon Prince. Number 21, the sharpshooter, Hollis Deckard. Number 50, big man in the middle, Cooper Clark. And Riley White, Bobcat Jr., getting a start tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. You didn't hear Easton Pitts. Easton not even dressed out for the game tonight, still dealing with that avulsion in his hip. Now, if you don't know what an avulsion is, it's when a muscle and a ligament pull a piece of bone away from the bone itself. And Easton's been dealing with that for a while, and finally they said, you know what, not going to get well until you sit down and take care of it. And of course, Easton, very important to this team as the Bobcats get into conference play and eventually into districts and, you know, what might come after district play. So he has been sitting out for a couple of weeks now and will not play in the game tonight, not even dressed out for the game. But the Bobcats have a new player tonight. First game night that he's been eligible, and that is Cordell Washington. He'll wear number 2, is a junior, moved to the Thayer area from Joplin, and got eligible on January the 11th, and this is the first Bobcat game since then. So we should see Cordell Washington on the floor tonight, the junior, a 5'10 junior for the Thayer Bobcats. I'm going to take another timeout. You're listening to the pregame show powered by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And back at the Thayer High School, you can hear they're doing the starting lineups. And again, for the Marshfield Blue Jays, it'll be Carson Adams, Riker Letterman, Evan Couch, along with number 13, Leighton Callaway, and number 20, Hunter Fryman, the big sophomore. For the Thayer Bobcats, Devin Harrington, Brandon Prince, Hollis Deckard, Cooper Clark, and Riley White. Thayer Bobcats coming in with a record of 8-2. First time these two schools have ever met in a high school basketball game, according to Missouri State High School Activities Association. So really, Thayer has nothing to compare to except seeing Marshfield maybe play at a tournament somewhere or watching some film. Of course, Thayer Bobcats are coached by Matt Pitts, assisted by Zach Steed. And for Marshfield, I'm trying to find my lineup here for the Marshfield Blue Jays. Here we go. And their head coach is John Churn III, assisted by Gage Myers, Michael Martin. 3 coaches on the sideline for the Marshfield Blue Jays. Here we go. It'll be Devin Harrington to jump it up against Carson Adams. And Harrington will win the tip. Got it back to Hollis Deckard. Thayer Bobcats with the ball to start the game. Marshfield looks like they want to play a little zone here. Thayer working around a perimeter. Got it to Riley White on the left side wing. Riley bounces it out to near midcourt. Gives it up on the wing for Bobcats. Now down to Brandon Pierce. Pierce driving the baseline, hits the shot, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and, well, he won't shoot. They didn't count it. It'll be an inbound play. Fouls on number 13, Leighton Callaway for Marshfield. Thayer will inbound it under the bucket. Just underway, Harrington goes up for the alley-oop, and he scores. Devin Harrington couldn't get the dunk in, but he did lay it up over the rim, and the Thayer Bobcats out to an early 2-0 lead. Marshfield with a basketball here at number 20, Fryman. Fryman dumped it to the high post, passed down low, is going to be deflected by the Bobcat defense and out of bounds. Thayer Bobcats coming into the game, the number 3 ranked team in Class 3 basketball. Marshfield inbounded here. Fryman, the trigger man, will bring it way out front for Letterman. Letterman defended by Hollis in that Bobcat 1-3-1 matchup. Hollis gives it up to Adams. Adams back out top for Cooch. Cooch gives it in the corner for Adams. 6'4 playing on the perimeter. He'll swing it back out on top to Fryman. Moves inside the lane. Short jumper, no good. Rebound by Harrington. Devin off on the break for the Thayer Bobcats. Now we'll give it up to Riley White. Riley to Harrington, around on the right side to Prince. Prince in the corner. They give and go to Prince from Cooper Clark. And Brandon Prince is going to get fouled on his way to the bucket. Oh, Bobcat being aggressive, attacking the basket. The foul's on number 11, Cooch. That'll be his first. Evan Cooch, just a freshman, playing for the Marshfield Blue Jays. And Brandon Prince going to the free throw line, looking for his first point of the night. First free throw is up. Off the back iron, a little bit too hard. It is no good. I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including Big D's Barbecue and Catering of Thayer, American Family Insurance, Jesse Tucker of West Plains. Second free throw for Prince is up and no good. And the rebound cleared by Callaway for Marshfield. Here they come. Number 11, Cooch. Takes it to the top of the key, swings it down in the left corner. Long three-point shot is up and good for Riker Letterman, the sophomore. That's a one-point lead for Marshfield, just underway here from the Thayer High School gym. Bobcats with the ball, swing it right side to Prince on the wing. Prince brings it out on the dribble drive, looking for an outlet. Goes high post to Cooper Clark. Coop putting it on the floor in the lane, goes up for the shot. It's stripped away, and the loose ball picked up by Marshfield. Here come the Blue Jays. Cooch, top of the key. All ball, ball stolen and out to Harrington. He will glide to the bucket for the Monster Jam. Devin Harrington, Dr. Dunkenstein, making a jam sandwich for the folks here on the home hardwood. Here's Cooch the other way for Marshfield. Bounces it down low for Adams. Adams back outside for Fryman. Fryman working against Hollis on the dribble. Got it back down in the corner for Adams. 6'4 junior. Again, playing on the perimeter for Marshfield. Blue Jays working around the Bobcat zone. Got the ball back over to Fryman. Fryman tied up in the corner, looking to get rid of it. Finally does. Lobs it inside, and it's stolen by Thayer. Then Blue Jays steal it back. And a bucket for Cooch. The freshman with two. And we're tied at 4-4. Minute and a half gone by. Here's a dangerous pass for Thayer, picked up by White. Gives out to Harrington for three, and it's good. Devin Harrington with a jam and a three-pointer, and Thayer up by three, 7-4. Marshfield with the ball. Out on top, they get it to Callaway. Callaway hands it off to Letterman. The sophomore handles out between the circles. Hollis Deckard extends the 1-3-1 out there to meet him. Let's wing it right side now for Fryman on the wing. Fryman has Riley White jumping out on him. And now back to Cooch. Cooch goes left side to Letterman. Letterman will back it out. And Marshfield will reset with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leading by three, 7-4. Marshfield looking to move off a screen as Fryman gives the ball around. And now in the corner to Letterman for three. That one rims in and out, no good. Hollis Deckard with rebound for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Long pass up the floor to Harrington. Attracts the basket. Shot is up, no good. And rebound taken by Cooch for Marshfield. He goes to the top of the key, fires a quick three. It's no good. Brandon Prince rebounds it for Thayer. Brandon brings the ball up the floor, crosses the timeline, gives to Hollis Deckard. Wraparound pass to White, and now to Clark. Clark gives it to Harrington. Reverse layup is good. Devin Harrington brought his A game so far. He's got all seven of the nine Bobcat points. Oh, he's got all nine of the points. and it's 9-4. They are up by 5. Cooch with the ball, gives it up for Fryman. Fryman feeds it back out front to Callaway. Callaway in the left corner. Cooch will shoot a 3, and it's good. Number 11, Evan Cooch, a freshman with 5 points, 5 of the 7 for Marshfield. Thayer with a basketball. Harrington out on the floor, a little dribble. Gives it up in the corner now to Hollis Deckard. Hollis drives down the baseline, elevates for the shot. No good. Shot it too hard over the rim. And rebound controlled by Adams for Marshfield. Adams a little shake and bake into the lane. Kicks it back outside to Letterman for 3, and that one's good. Riker Letterman's hit a pair of 3s for Marshfield. Well, they call the first one a 2. Well, Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Harrington trying to take it into the lane is going to get fouled on the dribble drive. And Thayer making substitutions. And for the first time this year, Cordell Washington checks in for the Thayer Bobcats. Also, the big freshman, Jaden Belcher, in for Thayer. Substitution number 0, Easton Hyder, checks in for Marshfield. Thayer running the inbound play, got it into Belcher. Back in the corner to Hollis Deckard for 3, and it's good. Hollis Deckard with a 3. First 3 points of the night, and Thayer back out to a 2-point lead. Marshfield with the ball. Out on top is Hyder. Feeds it on the left side to Letterman. Letterman will take it back to the top. Marshfield back over to Hyder on the right side. Takes it to the top of the key on the dribble. Feeds it off now to Letterman. Long 3-point shot, no good. Letterman gets his own rebound, elevates it to the free throw line, and banks in and off the backboard. Letterman with 7 for Marshfield. 2:24 to play in the first quarter. Thayer and Marshfield tied. Here, Deckard for 3. That one bounces off the rim and hits the basket support. The miss was rebounded by Washington for Thayer. And now substitution for Thayer. Combs is going to check in. Brandon Prince will check out. So Combs, Harrington, Belcher, Washington, and Deckard for Thayer. 2:17 to play in the quarter. Bobcats have scored 12 in the quarter. So have the Marshfield Blue Jays. Marshfield swings it over to Hyder. Hyder bounces it to the high post for number 23, Rosenthal. He traveled with it. Rosenthal caught it, tried to turn and pass it real quick. And the call for the travel, they picked up the pivot foot. Thayer with the ball. Washington brings it up out of the backcourt, feeds it to Hollis Deckard on the left side. Hollis, spin move in the corner now to Washington. Elevates for a pass out top to Combs. Heath into the lane. Shot is blocked. And we're going to get a foul on the rebound. I believe it's going to be Belcher. The big Bobcat freshman. Nope, they called on Heath Combs, number 11. So Combs, a little frustration foul after he missed the short jumper. Call for the foul on the rebound. Minute 48 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Marshfield all tied at 12 here at the Thayer High School gym. Marshfield works it into the half court set. Got the ball to Letterman at the left wing. Letterman hounded by Washington, and he dribbles it out of bounds off the hands of Cordell Washington. Marshfield will inbound on the baseline down near the corner. Number 21, the trigger man. That is, we don't have a 21. Ball goes to Hyder on the right side. Trying to pass it. Ball stolen by Washington. Washington races up the floor. Now spins away from the defense. And the ball is out of bounds off the hands of Cordell Washington. Cordell got in a little traffic there. Ball was poked away. He tried to get it back and couldn't quite catch up to it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Marshfield ball with a chance to take the lead here. Minute 22 to go to quarter. There's Hyder. Got it across the timeline. Gives it up to Letterman. Letterman outside to number 23, Rosenthal. Rosenthal dumps it to the high post. Shot is up and good for number 20, Hunter Fryman. First 2 points for Fryman. And it's a 14-12 lead for Marshfield. Thayer with the ball, working around the perimeter. Got it to Harrington. Harrington, free throw line jumper, off the front rim, no good. And the rebound to Marshfield, and the Blue Jays with a chance to go up 4. Nice move into the lane. Short jumpers up and good for number 3, Carson Adams, the big 6'4 kid. First 2 of the night for Adams. And Thayer loses it out of bounds again. Deckard trying to get it over to Heath Combs. He couldn't hang on, and the ball goes out of bounds. Marshfield with a four-point lead and the ball with 35 seconds to play in the first quarter. Brandon Prince and Cooper Clark will check back into the game now for the Thayer Bobcats. Belcher and Combs go out. Here comes Marshfield with the ball. Number 20 with it. That is Hunter Freiman. Feeds it out front to Letterman. Letterman goes on the right side to Rosenthal. Dribbles down to the corner. Now backs it back out. And the Bobcats steal a long pass. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Thayer with the basketball. Hollis Decker down to Cordell Washington. He'll fire the three. It's good. Cordell Washington with a three, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And now almost a steal for Washington. He's going to be called for a foul. 1.2 seconds to go. Cordell Washington called for his first foul of the night. Second team foul on Thayer. And substitution number, who checked back in? Number three, Carson Adams back in the game for, no, I'm sorry, Silas Shad checks in for Marshfield. He's got the ball. Long shot at the buzzer is no good. And that's the end of one quarter play. Our score, 16-15. Thayer Bobcats trail the Marshfield Blue Jays by one. We'll be back with your second quarter in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
You have the right to know. The right to know about culture. The right to know about the economy. The right to know about technology and to know about sports. You have the right to know about education and politics and the weather. You have the right to know what's happening abroad and in your backyard. But above all else, you have the right to know that this right is under attack, and we must work to protect it. Because in order to be free, we must be informed. Understand the threats. ProtectPressFreedom.org.
Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
And we're back and ready for our second quarter of action. 16-15 our score. Marshfield with a one-point lead over the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats open the second quarter with Washington, Deckard, Harrington, Prince, and Clark in the ballgame. And here we go. Marshfield with the ball to start the quarter. Hyder with it, sophomore, will give it up to another sophomore, Riker Letterman. Letterman way out near midcourt. Now going to swing it over to Hyder. Marshfield really spreading the floor, trying to pull Thayer out of that zone defense. Hyder now swings it on the right side to Letterman. Sophomore dribbles, moves off a screen, couldn't get open for a shot. Feeds it to Hyder, and now over on the right side for Adams. Adams to the elbow, dumps it down inside. The ball goes up, failing out of bounds. Pass a little too hot for Hunter Freiman to handle, and the Thayer Bobcats get the ball back down by one. 7:29 to go first half. Long pass for Washington, controlled by Prince for Thayer. Prince down to the baseline, gives it out to Clark. Now Washington on top. Little step back three, no. Gives it up to Hollis Deckard. Now to Harrington. Harrington with 9 points already tonight in the first quarter for Thayer. Washington with the ball for the Bobcats. Wants to take a shot, no. Feeds it across to Harrington. Harrington dumps it down to Prince. Prince lays it up off the window and in. Brandon Prince with his first two of the night. That was a pretty offensive set for the Thayer Bobcats. And Marshfield coming the other way, down by one. They get the ball in the corner for Adams. Adams dribbles out to the wing, gets it right back, fakes a three. Now it looks to drive the baseline. Bobcats cut him off. He'll bring it back out front to Hyder, top of the key. Hyder, left side to Shad. Shad gives to Letterman. Letterman back out front to Hyder. Works it right side for Adams, Carson Adams. He pulls up his dribble, now gets tied up and wings it in the corner to Hyder for three. That one's off the rim. Harrington yanks down the rebound. Here come the Bobcats. Harrington on the break. Going all the way to bucket. Lays it up. Missed it. Cooper Clark with a rebound. His shot is rejected. Harrington rebounds it for Thayer. Swings it to Prince. Prince with a drive into the lane. Lays it up off the window and in. Brandon Prince with a good aggressive move to the bucket. His second. And both buckets have come here in the quarter. And the Thayer Bobcats Lead it now by three, 19-16. We'll take a timeout. Marshfield wants to talk about it. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Palace Drugstore is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drugstore your local pharmacy.
We're back at Thayer High School after a timeout. The coach for the Marshfield Blue Jays, John Churn III, seeing the Bobcats starting to get on a roll here. His team led 16-15 after one quarter. Thayer now leads at 19-16. We played a little over 2 minutes in the second quarter. Marshfield has not put any points on the board yet. Bobcats really starting to pick it up defensively. Marshfield swings it on the right side for Cooch, who checks back in. The freshman handles it against Riley White, who is back in for Thayer. Bobcats with the starters back on the floor. Here they give on the left side to Marshfield. Shot is up, no good. Rebound volleyed around. Finally controlled by Carson Adams for the Blue Jays. Swings it in the left corner to Letterman. Back out on top to Fryman. Fryman lost it into the backcourt. Hunter Fryman. And that was just good defensive pressure out there by Hollis Deckard. And Fryman lost the handle on it and went into the backcourt. So Thayer with the ball back, looking to go up by seven with a bucket. And here's a steal by Marshfield. Pass from Prince to the wing was stolen by Fryman. So he gets it back for his team. And now here's the ball poked away by Hollis Deckard, and he controls it again. Deckard with his second steal in a row. Bobcats with the ball, working on the perimeter. Riley White now to Deckard on the left side, gives it to Harrington, trying to bounce it off to Clark down under the bucket, and it's knocked away by the defense. Good defensive play there. Thayer will inbound the ball under the bucket with 5:02 to go in the first half, leading by three, 19-16. And Deckard inbounds it to Cooper Clark under the bucket, up with a shot. No, rebound Marshfield. Here come the Jays. Fryman up the floor. Gets it down on the corner to Letterman. Letterman elevates for a three, and it's good. Number four, Riker Letterman, has now got 10 points in the game. Second three-pointer for him. Thayer running the offense on the other end to Harrington for three. That's no good. Rebound run down in the corner by Cooper Clark. Cooper drives the baseline, trying to feed it out front. Throws it into the backcourt. And Marshfield got back there and got it. And then an outlet pass is knocked away by the defense and out of bounds. Great hustle play by Fryman and Hollis Deckard for Thayer. The pass was deflected into the backcourt. There was a race for it. Deckard got his hands on the ball, tried to pass it out, and it went out of bounds. Now substitution for Thayer. Cooper Clark is out. Jalen Belcher will check in, the big freshman for the Thayer Bobcats. We're tied at 19 with 4:28 to go in the second quarter. Neither team just setting the world on fire offensively right now. And Marshfield inbounds the ball out front. Long three-point shot is up off the rim. No good. Rebound, Devin Harrington for Thayer. Devin gives it up to Decker. Hollis pulls up on the wing. Leads it to Belcher on the baseline. Belcher, one dribble. Double team comes to him. He swings it cross court to Riley White. Now to Deckard in the corner. Back to White and on top to Harrington. Dumps it to Prince. Prince ducks under the defense and gets fouled as he goes to the hole. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Brandon Prince being very aggressive offensively here tonight. Fouls on number 20, that is Hunter Fryman. That'll be the first foul on Marshfield here in the second quarter. Thayer's yet to commit one. 4 minutes to go. Bobcats inbound the ball to Belcher. The freshman fires a three. It's no good. And the rebound controlled by Marshfield. And then a long pass up the floor, stolen back by Belcher. Belcher gives it up. Hollis Deckard into the lane. Couldn't find a shot. Gives it around to White in the corner. Now Harrington driving the baseline. Goes up with a shot, and it's good. Devin Harrington with a power move down the baseline. He's got 11 in the game. 11 of the 21 for Thayer. Bobcats are up two. Here's a quick pass in the lane for Cooch. Couldn't hit the shot. Harrington rebounds it. Races out of the pack. Bounce pass down to Riley White, up with a shot. He gets fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul, I believe, is going to be on number 20, Hunter Fryman. And it is. That's number two on Fryman. They've both come in the last 30 seconds. So Thayer playing a lot faster tonight than we've seen them play, but they've got bench now with Washington getting cleared to play. First free throw for Riley White is up and no good. Fryman checks out of the game for Marshfield. Number 23, Trenton Rosenthal, will check in. Rosenthal, another sophomore for Coach Churn and his Marshfield Blue Jays. Second free throw for Riley White. This one too hard off the back iron. Rebound volleyed around and controlled by Cooch for Marshfield. Cooch brings it into the front court. Hollis Decker jumps on him out there. The freshman penetrates in the lane, kicks it out in the corner. For number three, Carson Adams. Adams back out front to Rosenthal. Now in the corner, Cooch will shoot a quick three, and it's good. Cooch, number 11 with a three-pointer. He's got eight, and that's his second three-pointer of the game. Bobcats work the ball inside to Prince, back outside to Harrington. Harrington gives it to Riley White. Riley puts it on the floor, takes it out between the circles. Back to Prince at the free throw line. Now to Belcher. Belcher down to the baseline. Couldn't find a shot. Gives it back to Harrington. 2:46 to go in the half. Thayer down one. Here's a shot by Deckard. Blocked out of bounds. Nice play by Carson Adams. Deckard was going to shoot the three. Adams was right there to knock it out of the air and into the bleachers. Bobcat ball off the inbound. Riley White will give it to Belcher. Belcher handles it out front. Feeds over on the left side to Brandon Prince. Bobcats running a little weave here. Got it to White. White backs it out, working against the defender. Takes it to the right wing, gives to Deckard. Deckard, oh, tried to go to backdoor cut to Belcher and threw it behind him. It goes out of bounds. Belcher couldn't make the catch. Nice idea, just not good execution. So Thayer down one. Marshfield with the lead and the ball. Cooch gets in the lane, kicks it out in the corner. Three-point shot is up, and it's good. Carson Adams hits a three, and it's Marshfield by four with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer with the ball out top. White bounces it to Harrington. Harrington in the free throw circle, gives it out to Prince. Brandon going to the hole, lays it up, no. Harrington dunks the rebound home. Dr. Duncan Stein with the jam off the missed shot. Harrington now with 13 in the game for Thayer. Marshfield with the ball and a two-point lead. Here's a long shot again. It's good. Riker Letterman now with 13. That is his third three-pointer of the game. Thayer working the offense. Down by five. Brandon Prince with it. Gives out to Harrington. Top of the key. Harrington on the dribble. Leads it over to Belcher. Belcher shakes the defense. Moves toward the lane. Kicks it right side for Deckard for three. It's off the rim. Rebound to Harrington. Takes it out into the corner, and the ball knocked away from him. Oh, it's going to be Marshfield ball. Oh, we got a dandy brewing here at the old Thayer Fieldhouse. Marshfield with a five-point lead in the ball, a minute nine to go in the first half. Marshfield has been red hot from downtown. One, two, three, four, five, six three-pointers in the game for Marshfield. And here's Cooch. Has it. Gives it up to number three. That is Adams. Goes into the lane. Feeds it outside. Long shot. This time no good. Rebound Riley White for Thayer, and he gets fouled on the rebound. Non-shooting foul. Just the third team foul on Marshfield. In the second quarter, Thayer has not been called for a foul in this quarter. And now we got two captains being called together at midcourt by the officials, Harrington and Letterman. Official said something. Thayer making a substitution here. Cordell Washington will check in. 51.9 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer with a chance to cut into the five-point lead by Marshfield here. Bobcats working up the floor with Hollis Decker. Over to Heath Combs. Combs in the corner to Harrington. Out to Cordell Washington. Pull-up jumper in the lane. Too hard off the back iron. Rebound to Prince. He elevates for the shot. No. Harrington rebounds it and puts it back in. 15 in the half for Harrington. Thayer back to within three. Marshfield with the ball. Rosenthal with a long shot. That's no good. Harrington gets the rebound for Thayer. 24 seconds to go. Thayer trying to get it down to Combs under the bucket, and it's off of Marshfield and out of bounds. Not a bad thing for Marshfield. That was a good defensive play there by number three, Carson Adams. And the Thayer Bobcats will inbound the ball with 19 seconds to go, but not until we take a timeout. 28-25, Thayer trails Marshfield by three with 19 seconds to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy a car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I told you during the pregame show, don't take these Marshfield Blue Jays lightly. Yeah, they're 2-10, but they're a Class 5 school, and they play a really tough schedule up around the Springfield area. And they're giving the Thayer Bobcats more than they want right now. Marshfield leads it by three. Thayer inbounds in the corner to Hollis Decker. Decker feeds it out to Combs. Combs bounces it to Harrington. Harrington tried to dribble it, and it's stolen by Hyder. So Marshfield with the ball, 8 seconds to go. Hyder goes to the elbow. Kicks it outside to Rosenthal. Rosenthal gives it up to Letterman. Long three, no good at the buzzer. And that's the end of our first half. 28-25, Marshfield with the lead over the Thayer Bobcats on the Bobcats home hardwood. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime report brought to you by Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
We're back at the Thayer High School. It's halftime. Welcome to the Community First Banking Company halftime report. Thayer Bobcats in a position they haven't been in a whole lot this year. They are trailing at the half, trailing Marshfield by a score of 28-25. Marshfield had a one-point lead at the end of one quarter, 16-15, and they outscored the Bobcats 12-10 in the second quarter to open the three-point lead. I told you in the pregame, don't take Marshfield lightly, because their record is 2-10. They play a really good schedule. They're a Class 5 school, and they play a great schedule up around Springfield. So Thayer got some work to do, trailing by three here at the half. But a big first half for Devin Harrington, the Bobcats senior All-State candidate with 15 points in the first half, including one of the three Thayer Bobcat three-pointers. Yeah, Thayer's only hit three in the first half. Marshfield playing really good defense on the perimeter, not letting the Bobcats shoot the three. And we'll get to all the scoring here in just a minute. And for the Marshfield Blue Jays, they're led by Riker Letterman. The sophomore has scored 13 tonight. Marshfield hit 6 three-pointers in the first half. So 18 of their 28 points have come from behind the arch. And again, Thayer Bobcats with only 3 three-pointers in the first half. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. We'll be back with your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats." The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during these snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized Interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this?
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley and affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
We're back at Thayer High School, where the Thayer Bobcats and the Marshfield Blue Jays are hooked up in a dandy. Thayer trails at the half, 28-25. Let's take a look at your first half scoring. First for the Marshfield Blue Jays, they're led by Riker Letterman. The sophomore has scored 13 tonight. He has hit 4 of the 6 three-pointers for Marshfield. They've hit 7. I'm sorry, I missed one. Also, 8 points in the first half for Evan Cooch. He has hit 2 three-pointers. Carson Adams with a three-pointer and a field goal. He's got 5 and 2 points for Hunter Fryman. That should add up to 28. And for the Thayer Bobcats, they're led in the first half by Devin Harrington, the All-State candidate with 15 in the game. He hit a 3, and he had 2 dunks, and one of them was a monster dunk. Brandon Prince with 4 points. 3 for Hollis Deckard and a 3 for Cordell Washington. And again, Thayer only hitting 3 from outside the arch in the first half. But a whole half of basketball left to go. And again, Thayer Bobcats are playing tonight without Easton Pitts, their starting point guard, who was averaging 20 points a game. Easton's still dealing with that avulsion in his hip. So he's not even dressed out tonight. So no Easton Pitts. And that, you know, it's hard when your point guard and your starting point guard for the last 3 years is on the bench and not playing. It's difficult. But we have seen Cordell Washington a little bit tonight. And he is a Bobcat who just became eligible last week. And good talent, very athletic. He's just still trying to learn to play with this team. Both teams made their way back out onto the court. Our second half is coming up. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. Marshfield leads Thayer 28-25 at the break. We'll be back with your third quarter in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back at Thayer High School. Bobcats will open up the second half with the ball. See what adjustments Coach Matt Pitts made at the half. Get the Bobcats back in the lead. They trail by three. Here's Harrington. Shoots a three out of the corner off the inbound. No good. And the rebound run down by Cordell Washington. Cordell going to the bucket. Kicks it back outside. Hollis Deckard wide open for three. Yes, sir. Hollis Deckard with his second three-pointer of the night. And the Thayer Bobcats have tied the game 30 seconds into the third quarter. Tied at 28. Marshfield with the ball. Thayer, they'll play in the zone. Marshfield kicks the ball down in the corner for Adams. Adams trying to drive the baseline. Harrington cuts him off. We're going to get a whistle and a foul on Hollis Deckard. Marshfield trying to get the ball out to Cooch. And Deckard going to be called for a push. That'll be foul number one on Hollis tonight. And Marshfield, the Blue Jays, will inbound the ball. They try to get it in. Stolen by Brandon Prince. Good play, Brandon. Bobcats will bring it up with a chance to gain the lead here. Ball goes left side to Washington, back outside to Deckard. Back to Washington, open. Goes to the free throw line, gives it back out to Deckard for three more. Yes, sir. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic. Hollis Deckard, two for two from the three-point line in the third quarter. And Thayer leads it by three. Marshfield with the ball. Working around the perimeter of the Bobcats. Bobcats actually have gone man-to-man here. Bobcats have gone man-to-man. Here goes number 20. That's Fryman down to the baseline. Cooper Clark cuts him off. Gives it to Cooch for three. No good. Harrington down with the rebound. Here come the Bobcats on the break. Harrington leads it. Trying to kick it down in the corner and threw it away. Pass was intended for Cordell Washington, and the ball sailed out of bounds on Harrington. Trying to throw it with the left hand and threw it offline. 31-28, Thayer leads by three. Marshfield with the ball. 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. There's Fryman, handles it at the top of the key, looking to penetrate. And Cooper Clark takes it away from him. Bobcats on the break. Clark trying to get it to Harrington. Ball is taken away by Marshfield. Good defensive play there by number four, Riker Letterman. Letterman gets it up to Fryman. Fryman to Cooch. Now right side to Adams. Adams looking to penetrate. And is going to get fouled. It'll be a hold on Cooper Clark. Cooper trying to stay with number three, Carson Adams, a 6'4 junior. And Cooper going to come out of the game now as he picks up the foul. That'll be number one on Cooper. Riley White will check into the game. For Thayer, Marshfield got the ball inbounds and a foul on the shot. Going to be on Cordell Washington. Cordell trying to keep up with the young man who caught the ball. Couldn't see who it is now. Number four, Riker Letterman, the sophomore. made the catch, and Washington ran right into him. That'll be foul number two on Cordell tonight. And Letterman will go to the free throw line. The sophomore says he's okay. He was a bit shaken up. Probably just had the air knocked out of him. Anyway, he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. First one is up and no good. Left it a little bit short. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thayer by three, 31-28. Bobcats have scored the only points of this quarter. 2 minutes gone by. Second free throw is up, and that one is good for Letterman. Letterman now with 14 to lead Marshfield. Thayer brings the ball up the floor, got it to Harrington on the right side wing. Harrington, wraparound pass to Prince at the elbow. Back to Harrington. Goes to Deckard, fires another three. That one's off the mark. Harrington tried to jam it on the rebound and didn't get it to go down, and it goes out of bounds. Harrington went up high, was just a little too far away from the bucket, but man, he plays above the rim, and he plays way above the rim. Marshfield with the ball. Cooch moving off the screen, down the left wing, all the way to the baseline, all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. I'm telling you, this freshman can play. 10 points for Evan Cooch. Bobcats with the ball. Deckard for three. It's good. Hollis Deckard has caught on fire. That's his fourth three-pointer of the night. And here's a three on the other end for Letterman from Marshfield. We're tied at 34. Thayer with the ball. Swinging it right side to Riley White. Now out to Prince. Prince on the right side in the corner to Deckard. Looking to step into a three. Now goes high post to White. Dumps it down to Brandon Prince. A little high-low game for the Thayer Bobcats. Prince scores two. Thayer back up two with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. A good old slobber knocker going on here. A good old-fashioned barn burner in the making. Marshfield and Thayer. Marshfield with the ball. Number three, Adams out on the wing. A little shake and bake on the dribble, trying to wrap around. Does. Gets the pass inside. Shot is blocked and a rebound controlled by Thayer. Hollis Deckard on the break. Got it over to Harrington on the right side wing. Harrington swings it down in the corner to Washington. Cordell fakes the pass. Now wraps it around for Deckard. Wide open for another three. In and out. Washington with a rebound. Puts it back up and in. Cordell Washington with five in his Bobcat debut. And Marshfield wants a timeout. Thayer leads at 38-34 with 4:15 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
Well, Coach John Churn III from Marshfield called that timeout there. Bobcats are beginning to roll thanks to the three-point shooting of Hollis Deckard. Deckard has hit three threes in the quarter, and the Thayer Bobcats have rolled out to a four-point lead, 38-34, after trailing by three at the half. Marshfield's only scored 6 points this quarter. We're down to 4 minutes to go. Here's a pass out front. They got the ball to Callaway. Callaway with a shot. No. Harrington rebounds. Bobcats on the break. Harrington at the top of the key. Down in the corner to Deckard. Back out to Harrington on the wing. Now out top to Prince. Prince going to the hole. Puts it up and in. Brandon Prince has been attacking the basket tonight. He's got 8 points. Here comes Marshfield. All the way to the bucket they go. Shot is up for number three, Carson Adams. First 2 points of the second half for Adams. Marshfield back to within four with that bucket. Thayer with it. Harrington steps into a three. It bounces off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Letterman for Marshfield. He'll bring it into the front court. Heath Combs will meet him there. Heath trying to guard him defensively, and Adams going to the hole is going to get fouled. It'll be a push, I believe, on Heath Combs. Yep. Number four, Letterman, had gone around him, and as he went around him, he's got the arms extended. That's always going to be a foul. And wiping a little perspiration up off the floor gives us time to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, like American Family Insurance, Jesse Tucker of West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, and Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, in Thayer and Alton. Marshfield on the inbound, down by four. Got the ball to Letterman. Letterman moves off the screen. Hands it off now to Callaway. And back to Letterman. Letterman going off the screen. And we got a whistle and a foul on Heath Combs. That'll be number two, or number three on Combs. Two in the last 20 seconds on Heath. Trying to stay with Riker Letterman, a six-foot sophomore. And Letterman going to the line here. That is the fifth team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. So Letterman trying to cut into the Bobcat lead from the free throw line. First one is on the way, and it's good. Letterman with 18 for Marshfield. He leads all scorers in the game. Harrington has 15 for Thayer, but none here in the third quarter. Now the free throw for Letterman's on the way. It is good. Got it to roll down. Shooter's touch on that one. He's got 19. Thayer lead is now two. Bobcats with the ball. They go inside for Prince. Outside, Deckard for three more. That one's off the front of the rim. No good. And the rebound to Marshfield with a chance to tie here. Number three, Adams with it on the wing. Gives it up. And here's almost a steal by the Bobcats. It is a steal for Riley White. Riley going to the bucket. His shot is blocked. Ball, loose ball on the floor. Harrington gets it. Couldn't score from point blank range. And Marshfield controls the rebound. Number four, Riker Letterman. We'll be hearing this kid's name. He can play. Just a sophomore. Letterman handles out front. Heath Combs on him. 2.5 minutes to go. He gives it up in the corner for Adams. He'll shoot a three. It's in and out. No good. And the rebound taken by Harrington for Thayer. Bobcats with the ball in a two-point lead. 2:21 to go in the quarter. Ooh, dangerous pass caught by White. Now inside for Prince. Prince spins, shoots. They're going to wave it off. They're going to say it was fouled on the play. Foul will be on number 11. That is Cooch. That'll be number two on Cooch. Substitutions here for Marshfield. Number 20 back in the game, Fryman. And number zero, Hyder, will check back in. Thayer will inbound the ball with 2:15 to go in the quarter. Got it into Harrington. Outside to Hollis Deckard. He'll swing it over to Riley White. Now Prince, top of the key. Back to Deckard, penetrates into the lane, pulls up in the lane, gets fouled. And that'll be on number 13, Leighton Callaway, his second of the game, 6'4 junior. And taking it right at him was the 5'10 Hollis Deckard. Hollis might be 5'11. I'll have to check on that. But he's not there by much. Free throw up and good for Hollis Deckard. Hollis now with 13 points tonight. He's been scoring about 20 a night over the last couple of weeks. Has really come on offensively here in his junior year. Second free throw is good for Deckard. 14 in the game, and Thayer back up by four with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Marshfield with the ball. Hyder way out. Almost lost the dribble. Maintains it. Now it's stolen by Harrington. Here we go. He jams it home. Devin Harrington, Dr. Duncan Stein, serving up another jam sandwich here in the Thayer High School gym. Here's a three-pointer on the way for Marshfield on the other end. No good. Rebound, Brandon Prince. Thayer Bobcats bring it up. Deckard to Combs. Back out to Deckard. Hollis bounces it one time, gives it up out front for Riley White. Riley back to Deckard on the left side. Looking do something with Harrington. They want to try and set up Harrington on a alley-oop. Bobcats work it around. Deckard with it on the right wing. Back out to Combs. Now Riley White in the lane to Prince. Shoots. No good. Rebound. Harrington back up and in. 19 for Harrington tonight. The Thayer Bobcats, just like that, lead it by eight. Biggest lead of the game for Thayer. 46-38. Your score. 51 seconds to go in the third quarter. Marshfield with the ball. They get it to Adams. Goes through the lane, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. As he went through the lane, he's fouled by number four, Brandon Prince. That'll be number one on Branson and number one on Brandon. And Carson Adams, number three, will go to the free throw line, trying to add to his point total tonight. First free throw is up and good. Boy, you talk about the shooter's roll. That one rolled around, looked like it was going to fall off the rim, and it dropped down through the net. Adams with 8 points in the game. And Riley White and Heath Combs check out of the game. Cooper Clark and Cordell Washington in for Thayer. Second free throw, no good. Washington down with the rebound. He leads the break the other way for the Bobcats. Takes it all the way down. Wraparound pass into Clark. Outside to Harrington for three. Bingo! Devin Harrington with a three. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And Thayer leads it now by 10. 49-39. Marshfield got it to Fryman. Fryman moves through the lane. Pulls up with a shot. Ooh, they're going to call a foul on that. Foul called on Cooper Clark. Say Cooper for the push. That'll be foul number two on Coop. And going to the free throw line, number 20, Hunter Fryman. A 6'1 junior. First free throw is up and good. 3 points for Fryman in the game. Cuts the lead back to 9 for Thayer. 49-40. 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. Second free throw is up. No good. Harrington with a rebound. Gives it out to Hollis Deckard. Thayer will hold for the final shot of the third quarter with a 9-point lead. Washington with it. Feeds it back to Deckard. Out top. 8 seconds to go. Bobcats get it back to Washington. And Cordell going to the bucket. Hangs in the air. Shoots. No good. Clark had the rebound. Taken away by Fryman. Half-court shot is no good. And that's the end of our third quarter. 49-40. Thayer opens a 9-point lead over the Marshfield Blue Jays. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Well, Hollis Deckard hit three three-pointers in the third quarter and actually scored 11 points in the quarter. Thayer Bobcats scored 24. Bobcats exploding in the third. They were down by three at the half. They lead it by 9, 49-40. It'll be Marshfield ball to start the fourth quarter. Fryman inbound has to go way into the backcourt. Got it to Hyder. Hyder brings in the front court for Marshfield. He gives it up to Rosenthal. Rosenthal takes it in the lane, now kicks it back out. Fryman for three, no good. Harrington with another rebound. He must have 15 boards tonight. Bobcats get the ball into the front court, start the offense. Swinging out top, wide open. Hollis Deckard again. That three is no good. Rebound volleyed around, controlled by Hyder for Marshfield. Hyder running the floor, kicks it in the corner. Three ball is short, and Harrington with another Thayer Bobcat rebound. As the ball poked away, but the loose ball picked up by Cooper Clark. Clark trying to feed it to Prince and threw it over his head into the bleachers. Cooper got in a little bit of a hurry there. And substitution Marshfield in the break in action. Hyder goes out. Cooch is back in. The Marshfield freshman, Evan Cooch, who has scored 10 of their 40 points. He's got it now, looking to shoot. Couldn't find a shot. Gives it up cross court. And we got a whistle. We're going to get a foul in the lane away from the ball. It's going to be on number two, Cordell Washington. Cordell picks up his third foul. They call him for a hold. Cordell playing in his first game this year. Just became eligible on January the 11th. And Marshfield almost threw it away on the inbound. They got it in for Adams. Adams working against Harrington. Looking to go into the lane. Got to the free throw line. Dumped it outside. Long three-point shot. No good. Rebound off to Marshfield. They missed it again. And Harrington clears the boards for Thayer. Bobcats push it up to Washington on the left wing. To Brandon Prince cutting through the lane. He kicks it back out to Harrington on the wing. Harrington elevates. Jumper is good. Devin Harrington with 24 on the night. 51-40, biggest lead of the game for Thayer. Here's a shot up for Marshfield. No good. Harrington rebounds again. Devin leads the break to Brandon Prince. Up with a shot. No, the tip in is good by Harrington. Harrington with 26. Thayer up now by 13. 6 minutes and change to go in the game. Bobcats starting to dominate. Marshfield with it on top. Three ball is up by Letterman. No good. Harrington, another rebound. That's got to be 17 or 18 boards for Devin Harrington to go along with his 26 points. Harrington holds it high, gives the ball up to Deckard. Deckard back out to Harrington. Back over to Deckard. Thayer can just work a little clock here. Force Marshfield to pull that zone out on the floor. Deckard handles it out near midcourt. Letterman comes out on him. He'll give it up to Cooper Clark. Coop making a dribble. Gives it back to Harrington. Harrington back to Clark at the high post. Now to Washington on the left side. Washington moves off the screen. Elevates for the jumper. The one-hander no good. And the rebound controlled by Marshfield. Here come the Blue Jays on the break. Got it up to Cooch. Cooch going to the bucket. In the lane. We're going to get a foul on Hollis Decker. The shot wouldn't go down. Cooch will go to the line and shoot two. And that'll be team foul number two on the Thayer Bobcats here in the fourth quarter. We're down to 5:24 to go in the game. Foul on Deckard will be his second of the night. And they'll wipe some perspiration up off the floor. It gives us time to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters like Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield, the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, along with Toyota of West Plains, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Thayer Ready Mix, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen, the owner in Thayer, and Legacy Auto Buy and Towing of Thayer. First free throw for Cooch is up and good. Been impressed with this freshman. He has scored 11 in the game. And Marshfield making a couple of substitutions. Number 13 checks into the game. That is Leighton Calloway. Cooch hits the second free throw. 12 points for the freshman tonight. And the Thayer lead is down to 11. 53-42 with 5 minutes and change to go in the fourth quarter. Bobcats. Oh, Harrington faked a move to the bucket. Deckard went to pass it to him, and Harrington stopped. But the ball was touched by the defense and goes out of bounds off of Marshfield. Here at number 33, Bradley Shipman checking into the game for Marshfield. Thayer inbound the ball here, and they'll go way into the backcourt to Cordell Washington. And then he threw it away. Ball picked up by Cooch, drives inside, shoots, no good. Rebound off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats, and Cordell Washington is down. Cordell Washington, and here's some Bobcat fans saying, how come there wasn't a foul? I mean, he got hammered out there, lost that ball, and Cordell came down awkward on his left ankle. But he looks to be walking a little better now. Cordell, who just got eligible, this is his first game, and he's walking it off. That young man wants to play basketball. He'll come out of the game. Riley White will check in. And Coach Pitts also asking the officials, how was that not a foul? Marshfield to trigger it in on the baseline. 5 minutes to go in the game. Thayer leads it by 11, 53-42. And now we got an official timeout. Cooch was in there bumping Hollis Decker, trying to draw a foul. And the officials come in now and tell him to stop. No, you don't tell him to stop. You call a foul. Now a substitution for Marshfield. They're going to get him out of there. Cooch will come off the floor, and Easton Hyder, number zero, will check in. And his coach is talking to him now, telling him, you don't do that. Marshfield will inbound the ball. They got, wide open under the bucket, number 13, Leighton Callaway with his first 2 points of the game. Back to a 9-point Bobcat lead with 4:56 to go in the game. Harrington with it for Thayer. Wings it over to Brandon Prince. Now Riley White, who just checked in a moment ago. Back out front to Deckard. Deckard to Prince, and the ball goes right through his hands and out of bounds into the Bobcat bench. So Thayer turns it over, and Coach Matt Pitts wants a timeout. 4:43 to go in the game. Thayer with a 9-point lead will take a timeout. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Well, say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, and Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer. Here comes Marshfield with the ball, down by 9, 4:40 to go in the game. Thayer Bobcats back into the zone defense. Cooch with it. He's right back in there. After his coach took him out there for a moment, Cooch with it, top of the key, drives to the right side of the lane. Gonna have to get rid of it now. Finally does to Callaway. Callaway, long pass down to Fryman in the corner. Fryman moves around the arc. Skip pass goes in the right corner to Adams, who hits a three. Three for Adams out of the corner, his second one tonight. And it's a 6-point game, 53-47. Thayer with the ball in the lead. 4 minutes exactly to go in the game. Riley White with it for the Bobcats. Holds it high, bounces it to Cooper Clark. Back to Riley White down the left side of the lane. He gets hammered. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul is on number 3, Carson Adams. That'll be his first of the game. And Riley White going to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. That's a beautiful play. High post to the cutter down the lane. Riley has not scored in the game tonight. 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Trying to add to a 6-point Bobcat lead. And the first one is up and good. So Riley White gets on the board here tonight. Fifth Bobcat to score. Thayer's led by Devin Harrington with 26. Another free throw for the big juniors on the way. That one bounces off the front rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Fryman for Marshfield. So Marshfield chance to get to within 5 with a bucket. Out on top is Letterman. Letterman swings it right side to Adams. Adams bounces it to Callaway. Callaway gives it back out front to Letterman. Letterman surveys. Bobcats playing a little man-to-man again here. They've been switching it up all night from the 1-3-1 to man-to-man. Here's Cooch down the left side of the lane. Lost the handle, then travel with the basketball. Called him for a double dribble. And Thayer making a substitution. Well, that's good to see. Cordell Washington back in the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Riley White will check out. So Cordell shaking off the ankle injury. Probably just a little twist the wrong way. That can be scary. 3:20 to play in the game as Thayer brings it across the timeline. Pass to Harrington, almost stolen by Fryman. Dangerous pass there. Long pass. Fryman got out there, almost took it away. It went off his hands out of bounds. Thayer will inbound it. And looking in the backcourt, got it to Hollis Deckard. Deckard up across the timeline, hands it to Brandon Prince. Now to Harrington. Harrington in the corner to Cordell Washington. Bounces it to Prince, up with a shot, no. Harrington with a rebound, gets knocked down, no call. And Marshfield with the ball. Long feed up the floor. But Letterman couldn't get set for a shot. He brings it to the top. Feeds it to Fryman. Fryman into the lane and a foul on Cooper Clark. Tried to get it to Cooch and Coop reached around, tried to poke it away. And that'll be foul number 3 on Cooper. Marshfield with a substitution here. Number 1, Silas Chad checking in the game. And Cooch will check out. Marshfield will trigger it in, down by 7. Got it in the corner for Adams. Adams runs it from the right wing, spins into the lane on the dribble drive. Shot is blocked by Harrington. Cooper Clark with a rebound, leads the break up the floor, kicks it to Deckard in the corner. Fakes the three, brings it around to Prince. Prince now to Washington on the wing. Washington wrap around inside for Clark. Clark spins in the lane, gives it back outside to Washington, and Thayer clears the offense. 2:27 to go, Thayer up seven with the ball. Prince got it down to Harrington. Harrington elevates, short jumper is a little bit short off the front rim, and nobody there to rebound it for the Bobcats. Marshfield with the ball. 2:14 to go. Marshfield trying to make it a five-point game. Four, somebody hits one from downtown. They got it in the hands of Shad. Three-pointers up, no good. Cooper Clark with a rebound, and he's fouled. Layton Callaway going to be called for the foul. That'll be number three on him tonight. Callaway, a 6'4 junior. And it'll be Thayer ball with a seven-point lead. Harrington brings it across the timeline on the dribble drive. Sets the offense. Goes to the right side wing. Gives it to Brandon Prince. Prince down to Washington in the corner. He'll fire a three. That one's up off the rim. No good. Prince with a rebound. He follows it in. Brandon Prince with a huge offensive rebound and put back for the Thayer Bobcats. 10 points on the night for Brandon Prince. A minute 35 to go now. Thayer with the 9-point lead. Marshfield with the ball. Number four, Letterman, handles it out front. Got it down in the corner. All the way to the bucket. Shot is up and good for Carson Adams. Adams with 13 for the big junior. And we're down to a minute 15 to go as Hollis Deckard brings the ball across the timeline. Got a backdoor cut to Harrington. Elevates from the baseline. Shot no good. Prince tried to tip it in and wouldn't go, and Marshfield clears the rebound. A minute to go, Thayer up seven. Marshfield with the ball. Oh, and almost a steal by Washington. Now we're going to get a held ball, and the possession belongs to the Thayer Bobcats. Good defensive play by Cardell Washington. And it's going to be a timeout on the floor. Timeout called by Marshfield, 56-49. Thayer leads it by seven with just under a minute to play. We'll be back to the Thayer High School gym in 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats." The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized Interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
And we're back at the Thayer High School where the Thayer Bobcats, the number three ranked Thayer Bobcats, have gotten all they wanted out of the Class 5 Marshfield Blue Jays tonight. 56-49, Thayer leads it by seven with 58 seconds remaining in the game. Bobcats will inbound at midcourt in the backcourt. Harrington the trigger man. Bobcats get it in to Hollis Deckard. Deckard working against a man-to-man defense, brings it across the timeline, gets a screen out front, spins away from the defense, gives the ball to Brandon Prince down the middle of the lane. The finger roll wouldn't go down, but he's fouled on the play. Brandon Prince has been impressive tonight. Fouls on number three. That is Carson Adams, will be his second of the game. Third team foul on Marshfield. Brandon Prince at the free throw line has got 10 points tonight, and he misses the free throw. Substitution here for Thayer. Cooper Clark will check out. Riley White will check in for the Thayer Bobcats. 45 seconds to play. Bobcats lead it by seven. Prince trying to make it an 8-point game. Free throw is up. That one no good. Rebound, Riley White. Riley White with the rebound. Thayer's got the ball back. They get it to Washington, who drives down the lane and scores. Cordell Washington with seven in his Bobcat debut. Thayer now with backcourt pressure. Marshfield going to have to hurry to get it across, and they do to Fryman. Thayer by nine. Marshfield with the ball, needing a shot. 23 seconds to go. Oh, almost a backcourt violation. Number four, Letterman with the ball. Goes into the lane, throws up a wild shot. No good. Harrington rebounds with 14 seconds remaining in the game. And Deckard's going to be fouled in the backcourt by Letterman. And Hollis, it'll not be a non-shooting foul. Came in the backcourt. That's only the fourth team foul. And his coach said, why? There's 10 seconds left and we're down by nine. Bobcats will trigger it in. Got it to Deckard in the backcourt. 8 seconds to play. Deckard crosses the timeline, gives it to Cordell Washington. Back outside to Prince. He's just going to stand there and hold it. And there's your final, 58-49. The Thayer Bobcats with a come-from-behind win over the Marshfield Blue Jays here at the Thayer High School Gym. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Thayer Decorating post-game report. Try and get a word with Coach Matt Pitts about this hard-fought victory here tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.